Hi, friends. It's me, Abby Green. I'm so proud to announce my podcast, Sex, Politics, and Bacon. You are going to love it. You'll hear all about my outrageous Abby stories, from running with presidents and prime ministers or living in rural villages, or about busting drug dealers in New York City or fighting for those incarcerated in Alaska. You'll get to hear from all the crazy characters I've met throughout my adventures. Doctors changing the way we think about vaginas, Olympic martial artists, brilliant lawyers, wonderful criminals, political candidates, and yes, even fire eaters. I've got three amazing co-hosts, which I gathered from the land of misfit toys, and will bring you laughs, perspective, comfort, and hope. If you're feeling overwhelmed and like you can't catch your breath, subscribe to Sex, Politics, and Bacon. Find comfort in caring friends, good food, and really, really funny people. I guarantee you will laugh your ass off. I've created some amazing content, and I can't wait to share it with you. So subscribe to Sex, Politics, and Bacon.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, in Alaska, since it's like that for 4th of July, I would imagine Iceland and Finland don't have big 4th of July celebrations. But no. For Alaska, they don't do any fireworks in July because the sun never goes down. So how do you do fireworks? No one would be able to see them.
Right.
Oh, wow. I never even thought about that.
Yeah. So the good part for me was that I was there for winter, where it never gets light. And they do all their fireworks on New Year's Eve. And so that's actually super awesome. I mean, fireworks are fun no matter what. But actually in the winter, they make a lot more sense because it's at least there. It's quiet. It's calm. I don't know how to explain it except for like it's actually a great setting and it reflects off the snow and the water. It's really cool. So I was like, yeah, I got the 4th of July fireworks, like bonus on New Year's.
That's pretty awesome. That's another little nugget, little nugget of knowledge. I like it.
Granule.
Oh, let's see. Okay, we've already heard some good drunk Becca stories. Wait.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay. I believe you. For fun stories like these and more, subscribe to Sex, Politics, and Bacon. Available wherever you find podcasts.
If they still have those illegal lock your gas in place notches so you don't have to hold it. And he's like, true, true. And then he goes, oh, man, look at this sticker. It's Biden. I did that. It's pointing at the gas prices. Ha ha. It's funny because it's true. And I was like, oh, yeah, look, I got one on my side, too. So I had to come over and look to confirm that I also had the Biden and I did it sticker pointing to the gas price. And I was like, oh, boy. Good times in Maine. He thought I was one of them. An L.O.B. flannel.
Yeah. Well, you're white.
Yep.
Chances
an
are.
An L.O.B. line flannel is a coat, you know. So he thought I was probably either Maine or Canadian.
Yeah. Well, we all kind of assume we're on each other's side. But it is funny how quickly people... I was talking to someone a few weeks ago, this woman I see around at Jonathan, she's cool. Like she's a funny person. We don't hang out all that much, but she's just like every now and then we crack each other up. And she's like, oh, my friend's here tonight. I would love for him to talk to you. And I get this all the time. Like, oh, you should talk to my friend because he's all into the, you know, whatever people think I'm into. It's just funny to me. She's like, he's way into conspiracy theories like you. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm really not into conspiracy theories. Like, okay, sure. I'll talk to your friend. And he comes over, and I don't.
Oh, I love
you. You gone?
Are you there?
I'm here.
You cut out in like the beginning to middle of your story.